The delicious sausage and egg McMuffin, a McDonald's classic. But what's the most essential ingredient? Is it the RSPCA-assured British pork? Or could it be the free-range eggs? Nope. Our most essential ingredient is David Brass.
Hello, I'm Dave Brass, a free-range egg farmer from the Lake District.
Thanks, David. Because David and over 23,000 other British and Irish farmers produce the ingredients for your favourites. Served until 11 a.m.
We give you setting the bar stories every single day just to try to show that there are people doing things that are not right in order for you to at least use that as a bar to set for your own life.
Yeah, feel better about your own life choices. Sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without spending time in your backyard naked, then you're doing okay. Now, I say this, but I'm like, is that illegal?
It's your backyard.
Yeah, from WOWT.
Even at dusk, one can see the man's white slide leading into his pool through this fence. Uh-huh. This is where Omaha police say a 4-year-old child could have seen a 43-year-old man enjoying his hot tub and pool in the nude.
Ah.
Oh, he's skinny dipping. Oh, he's so, skinny dipping. Okay, listen. So we need a higher fence? Is that what we need?
Well, she's got a 6-foot high privacy fence, but it's got slats in it that is, you know, like a couple inches between each slat. So it's like one of those rickety old doors in a bathroom where the you know, there's a space between the door and you're sitting there using the restroom going, man, people can see this, right?
Most neighbors have a perfect view.
That's how one woman described the vantage point homeowners have of their newest neighbor.
Okay, so he's nude.
Right.
He's nude in the neighborhood. He's nude to the neighborhood, and homeboy is just letting it all hang out.
Neighbors have taken their complaints to police and the neighborhood association. Uh-huh. They say there'd be little trouble if he just cover up.
I mean, he had no clothes on whatsoever. Nobody wants to see it.
Well, does nobody want to see that?
Well, okay, depends. Does he look like Ryan Reynolds?
Listen,
I might let it pass.
If he's new to the neighborhood, maybe he's just trying to meet people.
Sounds to me like he likes hanging out on his own if he's naked a lot.
Yeah, I thought that if it was on your own property, you were all right with that.
Well,
maybe it's inside your own house. I don't know.
You know what? If he's sliding down the slide, sometimes the top of the slide is over the fence. So there's a brief view. But I'm thinking if he's just lounging in his hot tub, he should be good.
Okay.
But I think it's the slide that's doing him in.
Ah.
If he's like, whee! You know, wow.
Which, you know what? Naked buns on a slide, that's hot.
That could really...
That could burn
that
you.
That can get you, especially if it's not, if the slide's not well lubricated.
Yeah, if the slide's
not
well...
water.
Right, right.
If going the, down it.
The slide isn't very slick, then,
yeah.
I mean, you could hurt yourself. You could hurt your buns.
Ouch.
You could hurt your nuggets.
Like a...
Another stuff.
Like a rug burn kind of thing. Yeah,
oh,
no,
man.
Just for safety. Maybe he should wear some trunks when he's going down the slide.
All right,
maybe.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without spending time in your backyard, in your pool and hot tub, naked, then you're doing okay.
It's not going to win him any invitations to barbecues in the neighborhood, it sounds like.
Or again, maybe it will. That's setting the bar.
502 traffic. Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.